Thank you for joining us today. I want to thank all of you, especially our important community partners, our elected officials and staff that are with us today. I saw Representative Kip Kindrick and Councilman Betsy Peters with us, as well as several representatives from our state rep and state senate. Oh, Representative Sheree Rice, welcome. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. I also want to thank Emmett Morris with the U.S. Census Bureau for joining us back in Columbia today and helping us share information about the 2020 census. You know, there's a lot at stake when our public and our population is only counted every 10 years. And it's imperative that our count is as complete and accurate as possible. More than 16 large federal programs distribute funds based on U.S. Census-derived data. We're talking about Medicaid, Medicare Part B, our highway planning dollars, Section 8 affordable housing vouchers, Title I and special education grants to our local schools, the Children's Health Insurance Program, WIC. Data drives our democracy, and data drives decisions. And responding to the census is not only our civic duty, it's a way for everybody to raise their hand and say, I count. The Boone County Counts Partnership is being created to raise awareness about this 2020 census and the impact it has on our community and our state, including federal funding and its redistricting and reapportionment data. And while we want the general public to participate in the census, we also want to emphasize how important it is to focus on our historically undercounted populations, including low-income households, renters, people of color, young children, foreign-born residents. Here in Columbia, that looks like our seniors and our veterans and millennials and people who live in buildings with more than two floors, parents with newborn children, students where only one name may be on the lease, but more than one student lives in the apartment. You know, it was as early as 1790 that an act of Congress declared, our place of usual abode is where you sleep. And here in Columbia, it doesn't matter where you call home, where you sleep is where you count. And we want to make sure everyone is counted. Now, Boone County has our participation rate in the last two decades of the census has been 77%. That means we're missing out on 23% of our fair share of federal funds coming to Boone County, and we want to change that. There's some areas in the city of Columbia that have had a lower self-response rate, specifically in Central Columbia and our East Campus area. Through the Boone County Counts Partnership, our goal is to provide the training and the support to your organizations so that you can help us educate those communities about how important this 2020 census is. With your help, the Boone County Counts outreach and education efforts will work to decrease our undercounts and really reduce the real and perceived barriers that some people have with the census. And it's our job to really increase the negative consequences of that undercount as well as demystify the process. That's why I'm proud to ask Dr. Tracy Griever Rice to co-chair the Boone County Counts Partnership as the city's representative. In addition to serving as director of the MU Office of Social and Economic Data Analysis, she serves on Governor Parson's Complete Counts Committee at the state level. She's also an all-around good utility player, having finished the Mayor's Infrastructure Task Force and has been a tremendous asset to a number of city boards and commissions. And I'm honored to have her participation on this Boone County Counts Partnership as the co-chair. Let me introduce my partner and colleague, Presiding Commissioner Dan Atwell, to say a few words about our partnership and how the county and the city are working together to really get the word out about the 2020 census. Dan?
Thank you, Brian. I just want to say a few things. First of all, we're very fortunate to have a relationship that we are currently experiencing with the city and the county. And I want to compliment the mayor and the city manager on helping to bring that about and make things much more easily handled from the standpoint of governing bodies. And I see a great future for us all because of that. Mainly, I want to mention the mayor covered a lot of territory real quickly about the monetary importance of this. But I want to emphasize that. The monetary importance stands out really huge in relation to what we've gone through in the last few months about the Rocheport Bridge. Trying to get the federal government to participate in a way that was significant and to help pave the way, more or less, for not having a stoppage of traffic on Interstate 70 for months on end is critical. And you may think, well, that doesn't have much to do with the census, but it has everything to do with the census. Whenever we are trying to obtain federal funding, they're going to look at that. They don't really say, hey, we got to check your census before we write a check, but they do. So this is extremely important because we're talking about, as the mayor mentioned, the percentage that was not counted. That constitutes millions and millions of dollars of funding that can come to the county of Boone and the city of Columbia and all the other cities in the county if it's properly counted. So encourage all of your friends, neighbors, co-workers, and if you're in government, move it from the top down, that this is important. And it particularly at this time, we're facing a tightening of our funding in the county, and I'm sure the city, because of a lack of revenue from a sales tax. That goes to another issue, but just the point that we are facing a revenue crisis of sorts that can get worse is somewhat mollified by getting appropriate funding from the federal government on all of this great spectrum of services that we have available and we want to provide to the citizens of our communities. So the importance is the highlight of what I want to emphasize. I hope everyone will take a little bit of that back with them wherever they may go. And finally, I want to recognize Brianna Lennon, who is the county clerk for Boone County. She's an elected official. She's going to serve with Ms. Rice in coordinating the count for the municipalities and the county of Boone. Brianna has done an outstanding job in the short time she's been our county clerk, and we look forward to many great things from her in the future. So that's all I have to say. I've kind of lost where we are in the agenda. And this is the gentleman from, I just met him.
Yeah, we just met.
And he's the expert on how we can implement this and bring home some cash.
Well, that's a pretty tall order. I'll do my very best. My name is Emmett Morris. I'm partnership coordinator for the state of Missouri. Partnership deals with community outreach, communications, and lighting the fire under communities across the state, large and small, local governments, community organizations, the faith-based community, community centers, and getting everybody on board, as my dad used to say, getting everybody on the clue bus about what the census is, why it's important, and how it really begins in each household. Each one of us is a trusted voice to someone or to many different people. And if we say something, if we emphasize something that's important, that's easy to do, that really means something, people will listen to it and definitely, for most of the times, heed that. So I really appreciate the opportunity of being here. Appreciate the mayor's invitation, Mayor Treese, Presiding Commissioner Atwill, and others. I As I walked in this morning, I couldn't help but see the great logo, and I know that part of that was born out of a breakfast that some of us had here in Columbia not too long ago. Definitely Boone County counts. We're pleased to see the integration and marriage that already normally exists between the city and the county joining hands about this important task. As already been said, data determines decisions, as Mayor Treese said, data determines democracy. And one other thing I want to leave you with is that needs are not funded. Numbers are funded. Needs are not funded, but numbers are funded. And so the census has an important role in terms of maintaining the status quo, but also being prepared for the future. None of us live off the public or governmental grid. At some point, no matter how much money we have or we don't have, our life, some part of our life is going to income with the public grid. And as been mentioned earlier, that public grid is related to the census and the numbers. So just want to spend some time reviewing with you the how and the when of the census. From a broad standpoint, the phases that we're in now, beginning now and going up until about February, will be an education and awareness phase. Then March to April, we move into the motivation phase. That's when we're in really the thick of the census being underway. And then May to July is when we move into the reminder phase before we start the non-response follow-up, which will start in May and go until July. That's where we go around and knock on doors up to six times to get people to respond, because we will be able to track those households to the tracked level that have not necessarily responded. So we want to minimize the non-response follow-up. We get much better data when people in the privacy of their own home are able to respond to the census. And this census is a historic census in terms of the modes in which you can respond. The first census where you were able to respond by self-response, but the mail-out, mail-back census was 1960. This census, we're pushing people to go online. Get out your thumbs, get busy, go online. Get out your cell phone. You can also call. But there is going to be a printed questionnaire that will be mailed first to about 20% of the households in the country, and that's been determined by an algorithm and other data in terms of those places where the paper is going to work better. But everyone will have an opportunity, especially if they don't respond immediately to the census, to get a paper questionnaire. And I'll explain more about how that works. It will be a little bit different than the last time, where we had paper questionnaires available at like Casey's, the library, City Hall. That won't be the case this time around. Our big push is getting everyone to go online to respond. We are aware that not everyone, there is still somewhat of a digital divide. And where there is not a digital divide, there are actually places where there's connection issues with getting online or even with phone service. For most of the country, the first part of the census starts in Alaska, but to bring it closer to home, the census starts in March. Mid-March is when the phone lines will be active in 14 different languages, including English. Also, the internet will be active, and the paper questionnaire will be mailed out to that 20% of households that I mentioned earlier on. Early to mid-March, we will send out early March, we'll send out an invitation to all the households in Missouri, which there are, I believe, like 2.6 million households in the state of Missouri. So everyone will get a mailing, getting them on board about the census, what it is, how to respond. Early to mid-March, we will send out an invite again. And then mid-March, we will send out a reminder letter. And then late March to early April, we will send out a reminder letter and a written printed questionnaire. We will be able to track those households that have not responded. So if you don't respond right away, eventually you will get a printed questionnaire. And then we will start at some point June, July, we will start our non-response follow-up where we go around, knock on doors, and we are allowed by law to go to proxies, which would be a neighbor, to ask information about the household. So most of the census is self-response. You identify your gender, your race, your whether you're Hispanic or Latino origin, whether other people are living in the household that normally don't live there, their household relationship, the number, total number of people in the household, whether there's anybody that usually stays someplace else, whether you own or rent, and your telephone number. Basically, it's 10 basic questions that we're asking people to complete. And from that information, a lot of very valuable and vital and impactful information is determined. I want to spend some time with you today talking about jobs. We are in a different situation than we were in the last census. The last census, how good is your memory? We were in the middle of the housing debacle and things of that nature. So it was really not a problem for us to hire people. This time around, the happy problem of the problem is a happy problem of low unemployment numbers. We are in a continuous employment mode. So if you know people that are interested in census work, especially the most people that we'll need will be, if you will, at the bottom of the pyramid, where we'll need lots, thousands and thousands of work census workers to go around door to door during our non-response follow-up phase. The number that they can call is 855-562-2020, or they can go to the website 2020census.gov/jobs and make an application there. So again, I'm really encouraged by the energy in the room. I know that this city and this county has the capability to get this job done. It's very important, particularly with this being a college town, if you will. College students, as the mayor mentioned, are one of the undercounted populations because sometimes there's confusion on where people should be counted. So just real quickly on that note, if you live in Columbia or close by and you go to school here, you're going to be counted in Columbia or in Boone County. If you happen to go to school at one of the colleges or universities in this town, but your home is elsewhere in Missouri or elsewhere in the country or elsewhere in the territories of the United States, but you're spending the majority of your time here, then you're counted here. It goes back to what Mayor Treese talked about, the Census Act of March of 1790, the place of usual abode. Where are you using the resources? Where are you laying your head? Not where you vote, not where you get your mail, not your legal address, but where are you using the resources? And so that is extremely important for a setting like Boone County and Columbia to get that message out so that we have an early operation where we go around and work with colleges and universities to make sure that we're counting those students that are on campus and those students that live off campus. And that living arrangement that you alluded to, Mayor Treese, about there's one person on the lease, but there's three people living there. We want the three people living there that are not official, if you will, to be counted. And if that would be the same respect with a household where there's one family living in the household, but there's other, and they're legitimately so, but there's other people living there, we want to count everyone, count them once, and count them in the right place. I really appreciate being here today, this morning, and I wish you all the best, and we will be there every step of the way working with you to make sure that Boone County counts in the 2020 census. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. And let me introduce Dr. Tracy Grieber-Rice to say a few words, followed by our county clerk, Brianna Lennon, our two co-chairs of the Boone County Counts Partnership. Dr. Rice.
Good morning. I've never looked this direction from this podium before. Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here, and I do think there is much energy here in Boone County to have a really good and complete count census. The part I'm going to speak about, and I will be very brief, is that we have many wonderful resources available targeted at many different groups and communities to use and is available to you in order to make sure we reach all the people that we want to count. So from the federal level, the Bureau itself, there is a massive amount of resources available targeted towards specific communities and populations. Several national foundations, including the Annie E. Casey Foundation that focuses on the well-being of children, are focused on the childhood undercount and have devoted great resources to developing tools that are available to the public to use to capture that population. Here in Missouri, both of our state health foundations, the Missouri Foundation for Health and Health Forward over on the other side of the state, have prioritized the 2020 census to ensure Missouri brings home its contribution to our federal budget, and are developing and distributing resources and tools to ensure that every place in Missouri is able to do a good count. The state has also instituted, again, this decennial census, a state committee for the complete count. It's a lovely, diverse group from all over the state and many different communities within the state. And there is coordination of tools and resources through there too. So when we get down here to the local level, we have the tools to make this work here in Boone County. And the role that Brianna and I will be helping with is to make sure you get the information you need to do that. So there are cards back there to fill out to say how you want to participate and contact information on that. And I will just close by saying a big, big thank you to City of Columbia staff who made this meeting work and will be the bones integral in getting this work done here in Columbia and Boone County this year. Thank you.
So Izzy's wearing our inaugural Boone County Counts shirts. And I brought her here because it is important to highlight that we have so many historically undercounted populations. It's not just college students. It's not just one or two groups. Children from 0 to 5 are not always accurately represented either. And the biggest reason why that's a problem, sorry, is because that means that she won't count again until she's 11. When we do the census, if she doesn't get counted, her entire childhood does not become part of the Boone County numbers. And so it's really important not just for community groups, but to look at your own families, to look at your friends, and tell them that it's important to participate as well. So I just wanted to thank the county and Commissioner Atwell and the city for participating in this. And encourage everybody. We're here because we want to make sure that all of our community counts, and we do have social media that we're going to be launching on Facebook and on Instagram, and we encourage you to follow that and make sure that everybody counts in April. Yeah, you're really helpful. Wave at people.
Well, let me ask Commissioner Atwell and our two co-chairs to come up if there are any questions from the media or, frankly, from our stakeholders here. I think everyone's made a good point here. And if you heard Emmett Morris's timeline here, you can see the conundrum that the City of Columbia is in, that when our census forms go out in April, what are our students thinking about the last few weeks of class, finals week, and getting home? And when he's talking about the door-to-door non-responsive canvas, they're already gone. And meanwhile, our students who make their home away from home here for 9 months out of the year, and that's why I think it's important that we reach out to the university, to our landlords, our student housing developers, the greater community here, to make sure that this is one of the first thing that you do. And now with the new online portal to complete that census, millennials more than ever have a chance to participate in this census to make sure that they are counted as well. But it's not just students, it's everyone that that needs to make a difference in this effort. And of course, all of the data that we're creating here feeds into Brianna and Sheila Amin's work and numbers for redistricting, for reapportionment, for just how we balance the population to make sure that our democracy works for everybody. Happy to answer any questions. Mr. Atwell, Dr. Rice. We have coffee available in the next room, and please get some more information.